Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of May, 2018, Saturday morning, early. And I have been posting several of the Psalms on Facebook out of the Psalter. And they're beautiful when they're sung. The words are an inspiration and edification to all that hear them, I'm sure, that are in Christ. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings and lighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness as he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Well, a couple things stand out to me in these two psalms, not Psalm 97-98. He says that verse 10 of Psalm 97, ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. And then speaking of Christ, it says, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. That's Jesus Christ. We have many scriptures that say that Christ is seated at the right hand of God. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness, hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Now it shows the aspect of particular redemption in the third verse. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. They are not all Israel who are Israel, we're told. He's speaking of spiritual Israel here. Those who are circumcised of the heart. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. The told in Revelation, he has people from every tongue, every people, and every nation. Well, we need to be reminded that he created all things, and by him all things consist. I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. And then we'll conclude with Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is not he that made up. It is not he that hath... Try this again. Know the Lord that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and is in truth. His truth endureth to all generations. We need to be read the third verse of Psalm 100 over and over in our society today. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We're living in times where people are putting out these lies of evolution and denial of a creator and denial of God and exaltation of the creatures, what it is. But this is very clear. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. And then for his elect, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. May the good Lord be with you in a special way today is my prayer. God bless.